past where the mailbox used to lean. The house was gone, she knew that. Still she slowed to see. The foundation held its blackened stone, the chimney crooked, half decayed. She parked and stepped through broken glass to face a ghost named Honey. The snake bone sat in a mason jar, half buried where the porch had stood. Raylan found it once down by the creek, kept it for her daughter's sake. Folks said snake bones held old power, turned away the evil eye, kept sickness from the door, made bad luck pass on by. Some said it scared off bad intentions, but they find you anyway. She buried it there the night she burned the only home they'd ever had. Snake bones still white in the ashes, a promise left behind. It was meant to keep the darkness out, but the danger came from inside. She held it like it mattered, but it couldn't save Honey. What good is a charm that does nothing, that just sits there while what you love dies? She crouched beside the broken jar, his glass warped, blistered by the flames. The snake bone still was whole, untouched, like love it refused to break. Raylan found Honey in the hallway, thin from weeks of not eating. The pills started after Honey's daddy left, got worse when her uncle stayed those summers. When locked doors meant nothing, when 13 felt like drowning, a cold needle lay by her hand, Honey's fist held the locket she'd worn as a child. Sadness had lived in her too long, in the quiet, in her corners, in her bones. Raylan stayed for months, cleaned the walls, repainted the kitchen. Tried to sleep in Honey's bed, then one morning she poured gasoline on the curtains, the mattress, the hallway floor. She burned the house, 'cause it remembered too much. Raylan left the land to rot behind her, sold nothing, signed no deed, took a room in a town three counties south. No one knew Raylan's name. Worked nights at a diner, scrubbed smoke from her hair. When asked if she had kids, she said her daughter passed. And now Raylan's back years later, standing in what the weeds reclaim. She brought no flowers, no apology, she just came to find the jar. There's no forgiveness in these ruins, no comfort in the stones. She walked through glass and soot just to find that damn bone. Raylan held the snake bone in both hands, stared like it owed her something holy. The white bone caught the dying light, smooth as promises, hard as lies. She thought about the creek where she found, about Honey's small fingers tracing its curves when she was six. Raylan put the bone back in the jar, set it where the porch used to be. Some ghosts you can't outrun, some houses never really burn. She drove the gravel road at dusk, she kept and wore Honey's locket inside. A girl at 13, tired eyes.